I came here for this here, y'all. I came here to play with y'all, to blood, to sweat, to everything for y'all. I'm going to put my life on the line today. That's on everything I love, because y'all put y'all life on the line for me, and I trust every single one of y'all to go out there and do your job. Yes, everybody sir. Else, I just need your 111. I just need your 111. Your job. The man next to you gonna do his, you do yours. I need this dog. We need this dog.
That's good, man.
That's you, James, right?
You played with
young
him?
Young pup grown up.
You played with him, right?
Yeah, that's my guy, man. That's my ace. And to see him mature like that, I'm telling you, when we were in Detroit, he was the guy that was like, hey, come on, we got to get you up for practice. Like, you got to.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Yeah, you got to be consistent. You got to catch, you know, drop balls and just inconsistent play would, you know, be real lethargic and laid back about things. And
he learned from the best, man. You were getting fired up.
Man, that gave me goosebumps, man.
Why'd you just run through that wall?
I know, exactly. That's good, man.
That's good stuff.
Oh, man. So we've got the think tank coming up in a few. We should say that we should kind of disclose that the Taco Bell actually did get here.
Pavetech's Rob came through with the Taco Bell, and he actually brought 1 through 4, Landry. You can put a blindfold on, take a bite out of each one, it all tastes the same.
Nah, I'm good.
It does.
I should also disclose, he's wearing a homemade shirt that says, Rockets suck, with an exclamation point, and it's got a hand-drawn Rockets logo.
His daughter's made it.
With a no smoking sign through it. Yeah. So he delivered in every way.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Nice guy, though. James Ahedebo in studio with us here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. He's John Lopez, Landry Locker, behind the glass with a smattering of Taco Bell in front of him. And my name is Adam Clanton. So we were going to get to some of the other games this weekend, I believe, is where we left off.
Let's do it.
Cowboys and Rams, we kind of talked about a little bit. So I guess the next one would be the Chargers and the Patriots. So is Brady just going to keep on playing? Is he going to keep on winning? Or is this where Phillip Rivers finally does something in the postseason, really, if you want to think about it?
See, the Patriots, it's Brady's performance, but the thing about them is situational football.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the playoffs come down to, is
right.
Knowing what you're supposed to do in 2-minute drills, on third downs, on, you know, a bobbled catch, running up to the ball and snapping the ball before, you know, it can be reviewed. Those are the plays that the Patriots always get 100% of the time.
Right.
And that's going to be the difference in them winning. Yes, Brady, he still has Julian Edelman. Gronk, he's been injured, kind of a shell of himself, but they're at home, man. I'm picking them to have a big game and truly dominate this thing. Phillip Rivers, hats off to you guys. You made it in the playoffs. You're heading in the right direction. Anthony Lynn. You know the thing about Anthony Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
He was our running backs coach when I was on the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived in the same apartment complex.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and to see him now, head coach, you know, leading this team to the playoffs, hats off to what he's doing there. But it's just not time yet. I'm picking Patriots.
Should we play the audio of Max Kellerman for him just to get his reaction?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Just to reset this from earlier, Landry, if you've got it.
Yeah.
You know, Max Kellerman is the proverbial hot air blowing talking
head. Hot take
head.
Guy. Oh, yeah, hot take
absolutely.
Guy.
This is his just misguided Gilbert Gottfried. That's just crap that he said earlier. This is what he had to say about Tom Brady as far as his ranking in the AFC when quarterbacks are put one through whatever.
The Patriots are asking Tom Brady to do less than ever before because that's what he's capable of doing at this point in his career. Is he an elite quarterback right now? Has he been this season? The answer is no.
Really?
Later. All the numbers are down for Tom Brady. And he's not throwing into tight windows, by the way. Guys are wide open. So not only does he not have the offensive weapons he used to have, not only is the defense slower than it used to be, he's capable of much less. And I'll say this, of the remaining quarterbacks in the AFC, he is dead last. I'd rather have Phillip Rivers. I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes. I'd rather have Andrew Luck right now than Tom Brady.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Have at it, James.
the level of disrespect. You know, about Tom Brady, he has a run game this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they have. They have Sony Michel, who, you know, is
right.
A great first-round draft pick that they have, but he's a downhill runner. And they have James White. So the ability to run the ball and pass is why Tom Brady doesn't have to do as much. He doesn't have to drop back and throw the ball 45, 50 times a game. So if they're able to run the ball, of course. Tom Brady just play action, simple passes, and they put the ball in the end zone.
There are some elements, I don't agree with him, but elements of truth to what he's saying. Tom Brady is not playing that well right now, hasn't. But again, he might just be like an NBA player, just kind of like waiting for the postseason. You know what I mean? Just
to turn it on. Yeah. It's not. He hasn't officially begun his postseason yet.
No,
so.
No, exactly. He's Tom Brady.
I am never, as long as he is on the field, I'm not betting against it.
Right. I mean, that's a safe way to go about things. And the final game of the weekend, speaking of not betting against a guy over the age of 40, well, he'll be turning 40 next Tuesday. So technically before the Super Bowl, which his team is favored to win the whole thing, mm-hmm. Drew Brees will be 40 years old. Meanwhile, he's going to be taking on the Eagles at home. I mean, that dome field advantage in New Orleans.
Yeah, buddy.
You're not picking against the Saints, are you?
No, I got to pick the Saints. The Eagles, they've done a phenomenal job. I mean, Nick Foles, come on now.
What is it about him?
It's he shows up. He embraces the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's his thing. And, you know, if you were to, you know, have him a starter from week one, he'd probably end up being like a Matt Flynn, you know, a Ryan Fitzpatrick and have magic for part of the year and
right.
the later part not.
But big moments.
Big moments, he steps up and he shows up because he knows what his teammates are expecting of him in that time of need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's done to this point. They played great football. He's played at a high level and made all the plays that he's needed to. I mean, the go-ahead touchdown to Golden Tate. I mean, perfect on-time rhythm pass
right.
To take the lead in that game. And he's positioned them right. But at the same time, New Orleans Saints playing in that dome, playing in that atmosphere – I don't see them making it out of this week.
I'm picking them, but I believe in Foles, man. I really do. I'm picking the Saints, but I believe in Foles. And on that game last week, I know we're looking forward, but just your perspective, because that he went against the number one defense in the NFL on the last drive of the game, right at him, scored a touchdown, and they're booing the kicker? I mean, I get that they're booing the kicker, but your strength just got knocked off the shelf.
Yeah. And everyone's going to, you know, be upset with the kicker for right. missing a kick. That's your only job, right? Mm-hmm. But so many things led to that play. And like you mentioned, he marched down the field against that defense, against the Khalil Mack,
right.
the game wrecker, and all right. these guys, you know, that have been, you know, Pro Bowlers and playing at a high level. And he just dink dunk right down the field and scored. It says, like I said, it says that he shows up in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team. And it's scary to say that they're in the same position that they were last year where everyone counted them out. You know, Carson Wentz is
right,
hurt.
Right.
Nick Foles, who's this guy? I swear he was about to retire a few years ago. And, you know, now here he is lighting it up. But it's something about that city and that team that they buy into, you know, everyone against us. I
right,
mean, the,
right.
the Meek Mills, you know, mentality in terms of, hey, you know.
That's good.
You know, all we got is each other. And that's great. That's the identity of that city of Philadelphia. But, man, Drew Brees is another cat.
They got city identity, too, down there.
He's another cat. And this isn't his first rodeo. He's gone against Giants and, you know, and slayed them before. So he's going to be ready.
And like Landry said, the last time money was involved as a motivating factor, they won the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
well, speaking of that, before we get to the think tank here in just a couple of minutes, which team, okay, let me go through, just give you all four teams just to remind everybody listening. Colts, Chiefs, Chargers, Patriots in the AFC. Eagles, Saints, Cowboys, Rams in the NFC. Which team is best on each conference, is best equipped to win a Super Bowl? Forget, I know they're all capable because they're in the playoffs
yeah. mm-hmm.
and things going their way, but I'm saying who is best equipped in each division, each conference to win the Super Bowl?
You know, the player side, I'll say from the player side, team that's best equipped in the AFC to win a Super Bowl is the Indianapolis Colts. And
with you.
And that's, you know, I'm not even a Colts fan. That's just fact from the way they're playing football right now. In the NFC side, team that's best equipped is the Saints.
I agree with both of those.
So, mm-hmm. so.
But the coaching is going to get factored into
exactly.
all of that.
And so the coaching gets factored in. And it's hard to say when it comes down to it that the AFC championship game won't be Indianapolis Colts against the New England Patriots and then NFC, you know, the Rams and Saints battling it out. I think that's fair in terms of factoring the coaching styles, preparation, teams going out and executing, you know, on Sunday.
Looking forward to that Patriots-Saints matchup in the Super Bowl.
Every one of them. yeah. I'm so excited yeah. here, man, on these games. All right. Is Pavetex going to call from the hall during the think tank?
He is. He might as well. He might as well. Shout out to Pavetex. Shout out to Loophole. Shout out to James Ahedibo for coming in every Friday at noon, spitting that fire with us. Sorry that Adam Clanton compared whatever he compared. I apologize for that. I don't know what that was about.
It was Riley Curry and... Yeah. And Pam Holmes.
Yeah, that's... That, yeah, sorry about that. But 713-572-4610.
You should race card yourself on that.
Yeah.
To get in. Nah, I just wasn't trying to relive it. It's the number one segment in the nation, number one segment in the universe, most importantly, number one segment in Houston, the In the Loop Think Tank, every day at about 1245 right here on Sports Radio 610. Call in, start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Why, J-Lo?
Nobody cares.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
What do you do?
Hey, fellas, man.
Friday.
Money Mike
in the house. Money Mike here. Hey, I think I got to ask Landry one thing. I can't believe you don't know who Paul Newman is, but you do know who Tom Cruise is, right?
Very much so.
Okay. So do you ever shoot billiards or play pool?
Yeah, I'm very bad.
Okay. Well, anyway, watch The Color of Money. It's a really good movie.
I've seen it. So yeah, I've crossed it. We've crossed paths. Paul and I have.
Okay. All right. Cool. So let's end this Friday up the loopholes. I got something for you. A little wisdom. Strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, man. Wow. Happy Friday.
It's always deep.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Fraser here. You know, I'm glad that you gave another little speech to the team, man. I gave my speech last week, man, sure, and I got called into the principal's office for it. But, man, look, I want you Texans to know, man, y'all got to keep Bill O'Brien out of the penitentiary, man. We have another season like that, too, man. He can't keep breaking all these rules and breaking the laws, man, because he's going to be the one in the pipe chase moaning. Y'all have a good day.
Moaning.
That's good.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think these boys better call the janitor because the Taco Bell's about to run. I'm in the hallway calling in the loop, baby. Yeah, I'm in the loop, baby, having some fun. They just looking at me, baby, because I'm running through halls. And everybody knows Pavetex just balls. Not like Harden, but like Steph Curry. I'm about them Warriors. I leave them blurry. And yes, it's my day off, so I say Oski. Woski, baby. Hey, what's up, loopholes? Tonight at the game, the Cavs going to win, and I'm coming through. I'm in the door to sin, baby.
I told you it was freestyle.
Freestyle.
I told you it was freestyle. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think Paul Gallant and Bill O'Brien need to take both their asses back to Boston.
Wow. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I love that drop.
Go.
I think that Bill O'Brien needs to go to jail so he can have someone, you know.
All right, no. I'm going to cut that off. I knew that was.
No.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Adam needs to come out the closet because he's been talking about Landry like a steak with ranch and Cliff like a Cliff Kingsbury like a Italian cream pie.
Well, I don't know about the Italian cream pie, and you take the ranch off. I'd say both those guys are nice.
And what's Clint Sterner, Landry?
Clint Sterner is hot fudge.
He's like hot fudge.
Yeah, I call him fudge now.
We're all very comfortable in our skins here.
Good. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, ¿qué pasó, hombre?
Hey, man, next time y'all play that police siren on the radio, y'all done had me crash my car and started running, bro.
Everybody says
you got
that.
Warrants?
Everybody says that. You hit that police siren, people go pretty nuts, especially some of our listeners. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, Brian Cushing, and I thought I would tell you that Sean McVay is a fraud. He turned a top five defense into a bottom five defense. Yay.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think I'm tired of watching Bill O'Brien play checkers while these first-year coaches are playing chess.
I feel like he said that.
I think
loss.
He's called that. Yeah, I think he's called that.
I feel like we've heard that six times this year.
He's repurposing it.
Yeah.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
I think I'm about to go see the Rockets whoop up on Tristan Kardashian and those Cavaliers. Go Rockets! Sorry, Figgy.
Tristan Kardashian. Are they still together? Him and
yeah,
Chewbacca?
Yeah. Okay. Dude, you're on the Think Tank. Go.
Bro. Wind tunnel.
That was a choke right there. That Kardashian episode, because I watched it. I would have watched it even if it hadn't been that episode. I'll just be honest. But, dude, Khloe was cool as hell about him getting caught with the side piece while she was like a week away from having a baby.
Of course she
told
was.
Her family not to talk about it. She just wanted her mind clear. She just wanted everything to be good. It was like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, well, something happened.
Yeah, something
we saw it all.
Yeah. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
It's the Coca-Cola slanger. It's Friday. It's my birthday. I turned a big 4-0. It's time to turn up.
All right.
What you sipping on, birthday. Slanger? What you sipping on?
Oh, I'm going to be sipping on, you know, the Coke and Henny, baby.
Coke and Henny.
That was going to be one of my top three guesses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why is that?
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I'm 10 days into my New Year's resolution of a whiskey diet, and I've lost 4 days already.
It's one way not to eat.
Oh, wait for it. Wait for it. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that. Rapping Duke here.
Back.
He's alive.
He's back. Yes.
R.I.P. Landry, fill your hands. Because Duke is back and on the microphone stand. Saddled my horse Cash, headed to H-Town to see the Rockets give Figgy, Paytex, and the Cab the beat down. Dank will be there, Oompa Goopta too. Then gonna see my lady. Sean, got a blue chew? The next time, boss, you're doubting me, Kurt Perry. I got no tombstone. Say when. I'm your Huckleberry. Yeah!
Dang, Bill that was good.
Yeah. Rapping like Duke.
Rapping Duke.
He's alive. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Andrew Luck took the foot off the gas in the second half.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Very possible.
The team did.
Did he have more? Did I cut
absolutely.
Him off?
Yeah, the team did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I used to like ranch on steak, and then I turned 7.
That's mean.
Crazy, bro.
That's crazy,
bro. That's mean. That's hurtful. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
That's hurtful.
I think I just freed up about 3 hours every Sunday next year until Bill O'Brien is no longer with the Houston Texans after watching last weekend.
That guy's getting destroyed.
Yikes.
He's
you know
boy,
what?
Man.
He's getting the Paul Gallant treatment today.
He is. Wow. Mm.
Tell us how you really feel.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Adam Clinton should have punched Josh Ennis in his fat face.
There's still time.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
I wasn't ready.
Man.
Back to back.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think you've never had a restroom experience unless you use the restroom at the Astrodome. You had no choice but to look at everybody's junk.
Yeah, they had.
Were actually rats.
They had the single. They had the single like bathtub looking
yep.
thing.
The trough.
Yep.
The trough.
They had the trough.
Oh,
disgusting.
That's awful.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Max Kellerman needs to stick to boxing.
Agreed.
We've actually talked about yeah. that. Yeah.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, I think F-Bomb Lauren, if you're not doing anything tonight, like, I could put some ranch on your steak.
What happened to F-Bomb Lauren?
Man. It's the season, isn't it? Aren't they getting ready? You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think it's time to fire Bill O'Brien.
There we go.
Wow.
Here we go.
Have we started counting?
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Confucius say, if you stand on toilet, you're high on pot.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that watching the Texans game from last week was like watching all last season in one game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not yeah. a bad take there.
Microcosm.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tom Savage. Is he still with us?
Jeez, he didn't die.
I don't know.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think if we had a better defense and could just hold the Eagles in the last 2 minutes, we'd be at home waiting for a Sunday game against the Patriots.
That's a fact.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Heard that somewhere else before. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I don't have a girlfriend, and I think I know a woman who'd be really mad if she heard me say that.
Wow.
What was that?
Took a second, and then it clicked.
He's talking to his side piece.
By the way, you know how when you're young and you hear a song or you watch a movie and you don't really like understand the undertones and the overall theme
mm-hmm.
of
yeah.
it? I was listening to, they were having like a throwback session on 97.9 the other day.
Yeah.
That Fabulous, I Really Want to Be With You, is the whole song is to the side piece. I never really appreciated the art of that, but it's if you go back and listen to it, it's a little bit interesting. Five more. You're on the think tank. Go.
Man, I think it's real nasty for whoever go in the restrooms at work and take a dump and leave the tissue inside the trash can on side of it. That's nasty.
Gross.
Hey, man. Gross. I mean, I suppose that's our fault for bringing it up, but still.
You're in the line.
You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think somebody said Dak Prescott was 0-1 in the playoffs, but I think the playoffs started last week.
Did you get that?
Yeah. Did you say Dak hadn't won a playoff game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did win one. He's 1-1. Damn.
Last week, yeah.
Man, how did I forget about that already? Yeah, that's a good call. 1-1. Yeah, he's going for a second. Jeez.
Well, it's just been so long since they've won one.
What an unforgettable
They're both going
win.
For their first playoff win. Jeez, since last week.
Since last week.
So, Dak Prescott, 1-1. You're on the think tank. Go. Good Lord. Go.
I think it sucks, but it's a necessary evil that Sports Radio 610 made trolls so much money this week.
Yeah, that guy did get a lot of he did get a lot of shine. That is very true. All right, you're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think that Frank Reich took his foot off the gas because he has Bill O'Brien right where he wants him the next 5 years.
Could be true.
Man, serious burns.
You're on the think tank. You got the final word. Go.
I think the Texans need a few more tugs on the team. Get a little too soft. I want to see some face tattoos, gold teeth, and a few probationaries here.
Need some goons.
Oh, my God. Goons would have been a better word.
Yeah.
Goons would have been a better word.
All right, we'll let someone else finish. Go. You got the final word. Go ahead.
My dad taught me an important lesson last night. Never a good idea to have a heart attack during a game of charades.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know whether to laugh.
Is he still with us?
Oh, my God. Do we have one more?
No, we got to end it on that.
Do
that's
we?
Sad. I mean, we don't have to. Yeah, we might as well.
Come on, quick one. Hurry, hurry up. Quick one.
Nah.
10 seconds.
We'll just end it on that.
All right.
We'll just.
All right, James, you knocked it out of the park like you always do,
as usual.
Appreciate you guys, man.